Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Cartoon Introduction to Economics, Volume I Microeconomics, is a graphic format introductory economics book by Yoram Bauman and illustrator Grady Klein. It presents core microeconomic ideas through cartoons, using humor and visual explanation to reduce the intimidation often associated with standard economics textbooks. The book is aimed at readers who want a clear, approachable introduction to topics usually covered in an entry-level microeconomics course, including choice, incentives, markets, strategic behavior, and efficiency. Rather than trying to be a technical reference or a comprehensive academic textbook, it focuses on making foundational concepts understandable and memorable. Its structure reflects that goal by organizing material around the optimizing individual, strategic interactions, and market interactions. This makes the book especially useful for students, general readers, and anyone who wants an accessible first pass through microeconomics without the density of a conventional textbook. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, microeconomics is explained through visual narrative rather than textbook abstraction. The book's central innovation is its use of cartoons to explain standard microeconomic ideas. Instead of relying on long prose passages, formulas, or dense graphs as the primary mode of presentation, it uses panels, characters, and dialogue to translate abstract concepts into a more concrete form. That matters because many introductory economics students struggle not with the ideas themselves, but with the format in which those ideas are usually delivered. By turning economic reasoning into a visual sequence, the authors make it easier to follow how one decision leads to another and how incentives shape behavior. This approach does not eliminate complexity, but it lowers the barrier to entry. It also helps readers retain key ideas because the visual framing gives each concept a memorable setting. The book is therefore not just a simplified summary of microeconomics. It is a pedagogical reworking of the subject for readers who learn better from structured visual explanation than from conventional academic exposition. Secondly, the optimizing individual frames economics as a theory of choice under constraints. A major section of the book focuses on the optimizing individual, which is a core microeconomic idea. At this level, economics asks how people make choices when they face limited time, money, information, or opportunity. The book uses this framework to show that everyday decisions can be analyzed as trade-offs rather than as isolated preferences. This is important because it introduces the central logic of microeconomics: people respond to incentives and try to improve their outcomes within constraints. The book likely simplifies the formal language of utility maximization, but the underlying lesson remains serious and foundational. Readers learn that economics begins with a model of behavior, not a moral judgment about how people should act. By presenting choice in a cartoon context, the authors can show how even simple decisions reveal the basic structure of economic reasoning. This section gives readers the conceptual tools needed to understand later topics, such as risk, opportunity cost, and market outcomes. Thirdly, strategic interactions show why economic behavior depends on other people. Another key theme is strategic interaction, which includes game theory and related ideas. Here, the book moves beyond isolated decision-making and shows that choices often depend on what others are expected to do. This is one of the most important shifts in microeconomics because it explains why prices, bargaining, competition, and cooperation cannot always be understood through individual optimization alone. In strategic settings, each actor must anticipate responses, and that makes outcomes interdependent. The cartoon format is well suited to this topic because strategic reasoning can be hard to visualize in standard textbook form. Panels and dialogue can make repeated adjustments, rival moves, and mutual expectations easier to follow. The book uses this area to show that economics is not only about markets in the narrow sense, but also about negotiation, conflict, and coordination. By introducing game theory in a light but structured way, it gives readers an accessible entry point into one of the more conceptually challenging parts of microeconomics. Fourthly, market interactions connect supply, demand, and prices to real outcomes. The market interaction section brings the book into the most familiar territory of introductory economics: supply and demand, price formation, auctions, and related market mechanisms. This part matters because it connects abstract decision-making to observable outcomes in actual markets. Rather than treating price as a static number, the book shows it as the result of interaction between buyers and sellers, each responding to incentives and constraints. That makes the book useful for readers who want to understand how markets coordinate behavior without assuming perfect simplicity or ideal conditions. Topics such as auctions and margins extend the discussion beyond the basic supply and demand diagram and show that market exchange can take different institutional forms. This broadens the reader's understanding of how economic systems allocate goods and determine value. The cartoon approach helps clarify these processes by turning invisible mechanisms into visible interactions. As a result, readers can see how individual decisions aggregate into market patterns that shape everyday economic life. Lastly, humor is used as a serious teaching device, not just decoration. The book stands out because humor is not merely an added feature. It is part of the teaching method. Economics textbooks often create distance through technical language and an overly formal tone, which can make the subject seem inaccessible or unnecessarily dry. By contrast, Bauman and Klein use wit to keep attention focused while still presenting recognizable core concepts. This matters pedagogically because humor can reduce anxiety, improve engagement, and help readers move through difficult material without feeling overwhelmed. At the same time, the book is not simply a parody of economics. It is designed to be a factual introduction that can supplement or, for some readers, partially replace a traditional entry-level course text. That balance between accessibility and seriousness is one of its main strengths. The humor makes the book more readable, but the structure keeps it tied to real microeconomic content. In that sense, the book demonstrates that a lighter presentation can still support meaningful conceptual learning. In conclusion, The Cartoon Introduction to Economics. Volume I Microeconomics is best suited to students, beginning economics, self-directed readers, and anyone who has found conventional textbooks difficult to approach. It can also help readers who already know some economics but want a clearer conceptual refresh. Its main practical benefit is accessibility. It explains major microeconomic ideas in a format that is easier to read, remember, and revisit than a standard introductory text. The book is especially useful for getting an intuitive grasp of choice, incentives, strategic interaction, and market coordination before moving on to more technical material. What makes it stand out in its category is not that it replaces a full economics curriculum, but that it rethinks how foundational ideas are introduced. Compared with traditional textbooks, it is shorter, more visual, and less intimidating. Compared with purely popular economics books, it is more closely aligned with actual introductory microeconomics content. That combination gives it a distinctive place as both an educational tool and a readable gateway into economic thinking. If you would like to support Bauman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.